open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Over the last few months, we've been teaching a series entitled, Does It Really Take a Village to Raise a Child? That's based on the Hillary Clinton 1996 book, It Takes a Village. But we know from the Bible that God created families to raise children. Created families before there was the civil government, before there was a village, before there were social agencies, before there was even the church. He created the family as the very first and most important institution in society, the building block, and really the source of nurture and in care for children. We've also read, not only for children, but also families do an excellent job of taking care of their seniors as well, or at least should do an excellent job of that. We have also looked at government policies that actually discriminate against families, that lead to poverty. Government policies like welfare that for the African American community have just decimated the family, have said, well, the government came in and said, we'll give money if you don't have a husband in the home. If there's not a father in the home, we'll give you money. And what is the result of that? Really, we've seen fatherlessness, or fathers, our homes growing up, children growing up without fathers, the percentage of those rising in the Black community all the way up to 75%. This is a travesty. It's something we have to realize. I mean, you know, I think it was Einstein that said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. Well, there's a certain party, political party, that actually wants to say, well, the problem is we need more welfare. We need more help. We want to support you. Well, what they mean is we're gonna take money, more money from other people and give it to you. They don't mean that they're going to actually change their idiotic policies that have created the problem that we have in this nation. We've also looked at how our border policy has actually encouraged people to actually send their kids unaccompanied minors, sometimes being dropped over the wall, too young to care for themselves. We've seen children being kidnapped in Central American countries because the adults that were kidnapping them believe they have a better chance of getting into America. We also know that once illegals are in this country, that many, very often, they're afraid to report crimes to the law, to law enforcement, so they actually are taken advantage of. So this is we need to actually look at the Bible and see what the Bible has to say. And you can look at the previous sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, or our YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle, and see those. We also have seen that the defunding the police movement hasn't worked. And actually, we've seen even kids being gunned down in neighborhoods, sometimes right even in front of their home, being gunned down. Why? Because thugs know that the police weren't on the streets to enforce the law. There's been fewer police officers. We've even seen prosecutors not prosecuting. But we've talked about criminal justice reform. Criminal justice does need to be reformed. And, you know, it's amazing in many of these cities where they have these big defunding the police movements, it's actually illegal to carry a gun to protect yourself. So now you no longer even have the police showing up And, you know, after the fact, after it's too late to protect you, you can't protect yourself, and the police aren't even going to show up, even after it's too late to protect you. And, you know, sometimes when the police do show up, the prosecutors, and when the police do make arrests, the prosecutors refuse to prosecute. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority over us. In America, we also have the right and responsibility to vote for those in elected office. September 21st, the city of Port St. Lucie is holding a special election for mayor and city council, District 3. FloridaVotesValues.com has produced a voter guide for this special election. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to find out where the candidates stand on issues that matter to you. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
PC.
Yes, you do. And we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions. Ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. And that's what we do here at A Faster PC. We answer computer questions. And that's what we do. That's what we do over at A Faster PC, is we solve computer problems. And we want to help you solve your computer problems today. And we can do that by giving us a call, and we can help you with your computer issues. You can also head on over to our Facebook page. And from our Facebook page, you'll be able to type in your questions. We do, again, have technicians in the shop ready to work on your computer
and to resolve your computer problems as well. So our phone number in the shop is 772-878-5978. Our phone number here in the studio is 772-340-1590. And I believe we have a caller, our first caller of the day on the line. We have Frank on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Frank. How can we help you today?
Good morning. We spoke the other day. I called your shop.
Yes.
I was recently a victim of the hacking of T-Mobile's records. And almost immediately after I got the notice from T-Mobile, picked up a ransomware virus on my home computer. And I was wondering if you've heard of any such problems with other people.
Yeah, so first of all, we want to look at what was stolen in the T-Mobile hack. And by the way, for those that don't know, what happens is your information, when you sign up with a service, your information is a certain portion of your information is there with that service. And in this case, it's T-Mobile. They were hacked and they did have a massive data breach. So if you are a customer or were a customer, it's possible that some of your some information that T-Mobile had may have been compromised. Now, the T-Mobile hack did expose some sensitive personal information that the carrier had, including Social Security numbers as well as other key information that cyber criminals could use to open up new credit cards, file fraudulent tax returns, or apply for driver's licenses under the victim's names. So that's really what was stolen. Now, they may have also had maybe an email address. And I know some of the, do you know the crypto locker attack that you had? Did it come via email? Did you receive an email that purported to be an invoice that you opened up or that said it was from FedEx or UPS or someone, another carrier?
I don't open anything like that.
Okay, because typically with a ransomware attack, you have to actually open up an attachment.
Few minutes.
Yeah, they really can't come
Please
into.
Please hold on.
Okay, ransomware really. I don't know, Cliff, if you can mute him until he's ready to join us again. Okay. But ransomware really can't come into your computer without you opening up something. Now, sometimes you might get a fake message that says your data, maybe you're browsing the web, there's an ad that is on a server that where the server is compromised. You might actually get a message that your data is encrypted and maybe it's really not encrypted. But let me switch over to a full screen just to show, first of all, what you would actually be seeing if your data is encrypted. So if your data is encrypted, you would actually, if I go to let's say, let me see, most of my documents are actually not in documents, but let me see what I have. So I do have some things in documents. So this is, I have a few PDF files. I also have some email or some Excel spreadsheets in here. I probably have some Word documents as well, somewhere in here, but really most of my files aren't in here. But what would happen if you look here, first of all, I have configured my options. If I go up to view, and by the way, Well, what I'm doing, I'm just going to verbally describe this for those that are listening that aren't watching this on our Facebook page. I'll do my best to verbally describe what I'm looking at. What I did is I opened up a new Explorer window, and I did that by holding down the Windows key on the keyboard. That's the key that actually looks like a four-pane window. With older computers that may have come with Windows 7, it might be the Windows 7 or the Windows flag. So if you have a real cheap keyboard, it might just say WIN, but it's typically to the left of the left Alt key on the keyboard. To the left of the spacebar is the Alt key. To the left of that typically is the Windows key. Although there's, keyboard manufacturers can put it wherever they want to. I have seen it on the right side of the spacebar, but typically it's on the left side of the spacebar. But anyway, you hold down the Windows key and press E. That'll E for Edward or Explorer. That'll open up a new Windows Explorer window. And what I have done is I've changed my view. I'll click on Options here. When I click on Options, I'll click on View. And then I have gone down in the list, and I've selected, to uncheck hide extensions for known file types. So every file has an extension. So a PDF, which stands for Portable Document Format, that's the format that was created by Adobe. It is the number one format for sharing documents online. And those files will come in, and they'll actually end in .pdf. Now, if by default, extensions are hidden, and when extensions are hidden, you won't be able to actually see them, but you would see the logo that would indicate what type of file it is. But what happens when you're hit with a CryptoLocker infection is that, first of all, the file is encrypted, and the file extension is changed to a random set of characters. So instead of .pdf, this actually might say, it's just going to be a random set, and it's going to be a fairly long set of characters. And I've just typed in a random set of characters, probably about 15 to 20 characters there. And see, when I change that file extension, the icon will then change. And there's really no way of knowing what file, unless you knew what file that was or what extension that was to begin with, there's no way of knowing it. And even if you changed it back, like if I double click on this right now, the computer's going to ask me, what program do you want to use to open up this file? And it's going to actually look for a program, and it can't actually find one. It's going to search the Microsoft Store to see if it can find a program that will open this file. Now, if you are hit with a CryptoLocker infection, even if you change the file name back to the extension back to what it was, the file still will not open because it is encrypted. So that's what you would actually have if your files were encrypted. And we'll pick this up on the other side of the break, because we're going to have to run out here. We have a hard break coming up.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Yes, you do, and we are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer questions as well. And we're here, we're ready, and that's what we do here at a Faster PC Radio. We're here ready to resolve computer problems. But we have been talking about ransomware, a crypto locker attack. We had Frank that called up in the last segment, and Frank was asking, he is a T-Mobile user, and T-Mobile was hacked, and he recently had a crypto locker attack and was wondering whether that T-Mobile hack had anything to do with his attack. The The issue with T-Mobile is that they were hacked, and sensitive information, including your name, your Social Security number, your driver's license number, other types of identification, were stolen. These could be used to open up maybe a credit card account, maybe take out a loan in your name, file tax returns in your name. Some accounts had PINs that were actually stolen. In some cases, the phone IDs were actually stolen. So you know, every phone has a certain ID. The attack was actually carried out by a man named John Benz. He's a 21-year-old American who claimed responsibility for the attack. He recently moved to Turkey, actually a few years ago. He called T-Mobile security awful and said that he committed the hack in part to get attention. He declined to say whether he was paid to carry it out or if he had sold any of the stolen data. Of course, Turkey's, you know, the law enforcement in Turkey is not quite as robust as it is here in America, even after the defund the police movement. The Journal reported that it remains unclear whether Benz was working alone or with others, and that the Seattle office of the FBI is investigating. Of course, you know, the issue is the hacker is in another country. He lives in another country, and they're going to have to get cooperation to some extent from that other country to get anywhere really with that. And that's why these cyber criminals do operate in the other countries. T-Mobile, by the way, for anyone that was affected by this, they are giving away 2 years worth of McAfee's ID theft protection. Now, you know what this does? I mean, this is, they are paying some for it, but you know what? If your data is at risk, you know, this is something you're going to have to deal with for the rest of your life. It's not like you can go out and get a new, you know, if your credit card information was compromised, you can get a new card number. If your Social Security number is compromised, if your driver's license number is compromised, you're not going to, you know, unless you move to another state, you can get another driver's license, but you're not going to get another Social Security number. You're not going to be born on a different day. They're not going to change that information. So this is something, if you were impacted, it could potentially affect you for the rest of your life. Here T-Mobile is giving away 2 years worth of ID theft protection. Of course, it, you know, it's better than nothing, but, and of course, you know, McAfee stands to gain that after the 2 years, and I'm sure they're receiving some money for this, but after the 2 years, you may continue using their services. And I know Equifax, I think, gave LifeLock for a year. And of course, you know, some of those people have continued. In fact, a lot of people have continued with LifeLock. So it's more customers for LifeLock, more customers for McAfee's ID theft service. But ransomware, what it does is typically you receive an email, the email has an attachment. The attachment prompts you to open it. When you open it or attempt to open it, the file appears to not open. One customer actually told us, well, I tried to open it, but it didn't open. And the email he got said it was from FedEx and said that they were having problems locating him and that he needed to open up the attachment so that they could help him. He could help them find where he's located. Well, you know, and he, by the way, was expecting a delivery from FedEx. So, which, you know, I mean, everyone that receives their, you know, these information, you know, everyone that receives these emails, there's going to be a good percentage of people that are expecting a delivery from FedEx or United States Postal Service or Amazon or DHL or UPS. So So, you know, there's a fairly good percentage, you know, maybe 20%, 25% that are expecting a delivery, and you would want to receive the delivery. You don't want it to go somewhere else. In fact, you know, we actually from Intuit, we use Intuit's QuickBooks for our accounting and our invoicing and so on here at a faster PC. But we also use Intuit's credit card service for processing credit cards. And we didn't have a chip reader card service. So what we actually did is we bought one from Intuit. And they said, you know, it'll probably be there in about 2 weeks. 2 weeks came, it didn't come. 3 weeks came, it didn't come. 4 weeks came, it didn't come. I mean, it was at least 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks, and we hadn't received it. I spent a long time with them on the phone. They actually, it was just ridiculous how much time I had to spend on the phone with Intuit, you know, and they're saying, yeah, the package should have been delivered. And they're actually even, we're saying that the package, you know, should have been delivered. And yet, you know, we didn't get it. Well, you know, I think about a week later, we actually got it, and, you know, which was long further in, you know, the point that I'm making here, though, is just that we were expecting a package, and we wanted to receive that, and we had actually paid money for this. We paid money not when we received it. We paid money when we ordered it, and it really appeared that maybe the package was lost or stolen, or maybe it was delivered and someone stole it, or it was delivered to the wrong address. So we weren't really sure what had happened here. So you could imagine, you know, if we knew, hey, this package is coming by UPS, we might be tempted to open up that attachment. But know this, FedEx can find you. UPS can find you. The United Postal Service can find you. They find you all the time. In fact, if you're ordering online, you're probably getting things. I know some people get things so often that, you know, multiple times a day they have deliveries coming to their house. So, you know, you're going to be found, and opening up an attachment's not going to help them find you. So you don't want to open those types of attachments. You can also receive, and you know, something that purports to be an email. You know, I mentioned we do use Intuit and QuickBooks, and we receive and we send out invoices through them, but you know, they're coming from our email address. But we actually have had situations where we've received supposed invoices from companies that we've never ordered anything from, that say, we actually have here's the invoice for the goods that we shipped you, and they list some, you know, list the company name, and it lists what they shipped us, and it lists the amount of money, and it has an attachment. And that attachment purports to be an invoice for services that we have actually utilized. And yet this isn't something that actually has happened. So I'll actually look through my email to see if I have actually received anything like that. Let me show you one thing that I do receive on a regular basis. And you probably have seen this, and this is actually from at least it purports to be from a company that is reputable, and does actually send out information, you know, and where you can actually sign things, and that's DocuSign. So periodically, I mean, several times a week, I actually get a supposed DocuSign document, and the link actually shows that it does come from DocuSign. Now, I'm not really sure what this is, because I'm not expecting any document from DocuSign, and I'm not sure who this person is that's sending me this. I'm not sure really whether this is legitimate or not, or what, you know, maybe it's a scam. I really don't know. The link, though, is DocuSign. you know, it is actually from DocuSign. And now it says DocuSign.net, but as I've researched, I've done some research, and DocuSign.net is associated with the DocuSign company. But you know, you'll receive emails, and this one doesn't appear to have any attachments in it. You know, you will receive emails periodically, and some of these emails will actually may have links or attachments that could have information that is damaging. Now, we actually had one of our customers that had their email address hacked. So hackers figured out their username and their password. And this, by the way, if you have T-Mobile, one of the things that they could have compromised is your username and your password. And some people I know some of you out there use the same password for every single website. Well, if you use the same password for every single website, we've been over this, it's not a good idea. Because if you use the same password for every single website, what happens is then as you actually get as if someone hacks into that company's website and gets your username and password, they could then try that same username, and then let's say the username is an email address, they can actually try that same information. They could try that same combination at other websites, including maybe your bank's website. So this is something that you want to steer clear of, and you want to protect yourself against. So I don't think that the T-Mobile attack or the T-Mobile hack is really something that had anything to do with the infection or the crypto locker attack that our customer Frank, or the listener Frank had. This is something that's probably unrelated. And as I was mentioning in the first segment of the show, if, you know, it is possible that the computer, Frank said he doesn't open attachments. Well, if you don't open attachments, really, you can't be impacted by the crypto locker infection. You or someone has to open an attachment. You have to let the hacker in. You have to let the scammer in. Now, sometimes, you know, we see people that they do go to a website. It could even be a Microsoft website. And one of the advertisers on that website, their server is infected. It's possible for the image that's displaying on the ad to be infected. Now, you know, that's kind of bizarre. If I hadn't seen it in the past, it would be difficult to believe. But I've seen it, and where an actual image, a JPEG image, which is an image, it's an image file, can actually be infected so that when it's opened, it launches a series of attacks. And sometimes you'll receive a message that may say your computer's infected, or maybe it will say your data is encrypted. It could say anything at once. That doesn't necessarily mean that your data is encrypted. So when we come back from this next break, we'll talk a little bit more about data encryption and what would actually happen if your data is encrypted and how you can actually determine whether you have legitimately been hacked or not.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
Yes, you do, and we are back. We're ready to answer computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well. And one of the things that we want to actually continue on, we've been talking here about ransomware, how it happens. You've got to watch out. Anytime you get email from someone that you don't know who it is, and it has an attachment, you probably just want to delete it. You know what? The people can, if it is legitimate, they can give you a call. Even if it's someone that you know and trust, you still want to check it out because their email could have been hacked. I mentioned in the last segment, one of our customers their email was hacked. How is it hacked? Well, I'm not exactly sure, but someone figured out their username and their password. So their username would have been the email address, but someone figured out the password. Maybe it was through a phishing scam. So what a phishing scam is where you actually are tricked into going to a website that maybe it looks like the website that you're actually going to. I mean, we showed last week, you can actually go back and watch the video from last week. I believe it was last week. It was either last week or the week before. I actually showed doing a Microsoft a search in Microsoft Edge using the Microsoft search engine Bing, searching for the account login page at Microsoft.com, and Microsoft's search engine sold an ad to someone other than Microsoft. So they are willing to even redirect their own customers to another entity so that they can make 25 cents or 50 cents on every click. I mean, that is really low down, if you ask me. They really should be held accountable to that, you know, for that. But who's going to hold them accountable? I mean, really, they have a monopoly. I mean, you're either going to go with Microsoft for your operating system on your computer, or you're going to go with Apple. Most people are going to go with one of the two. If you go with Apple, you not only have to go with Apple for the operating system, you also have to go with Apple for the computer hardware. On the flip side, yeah, you could use Linux, but you really have to be more technically inclined than most people are to use Linux. And there's a lot that you can't do on Linux. There's a lot, obviously, that you can't do on Apple as well, because programs have to be written for the operating system. And most people use Windows, which is why most of the programs are written for Windows. So, but we showed that how it's possible to actually be redirected to another site. So you know, sometimes you can actually get, and a lot of our customers, actually, they don't type in the website that they want to go to. They want to go to their bank website. You would think, you know, if you bank with Bank of America, that you would just type bankofamerica.com in the address bar. We have a lot of customers that actually don't do that. They actually type Bank of America in the search field, and they do a search. Well, if your search engine provider is willing to sell an ad that takes you to a place other than Bank of America, watch out. Because if you get to a phishing site and you type in your Bank of America username and password, guess what? You're giving your Bank of America username and password to someone other than Bank of America. They could actually use that to hack your account. And if you think, well, that's kind of absurd, that doesn't happen, well, it does happen, and it happens quite often. You know, years ago, it happened to my dad when my dad was, instead of going to, it was, I think he was trying to go to eBay, instead of just typing ebay.com in the address bar, he actually did a search, and he went to somewhere other than eBay, and he typed in his username and password, ended up giving them other information, including his credit card information. He was hacked. He was scammed, and they used his credit card to purchase things. And he had to resolve all that situation. And I told him, Dad, if you just listen to if you watch a Faster PC radio, if you listen to it, you could have avoided this. I mean, I'm your son. Just listen to the show. Watch the show. So I gave him a little bit of a hard time, but you have to realize, that's how an email address can be. That's one of the ways an email address can be hacked. Another way is, again, if you use the same password at every website, and one of those websites is hacked, and they get your password, they can go to other websites, including your email provider, and they can say, well, let's see if this password works. If it does work, hey, they're into your account. And guess what? The people that are in your contact list, the people that you normally send emails to, they're going to get an email saying it's from you, and it's not going to be from you. It's going to be from scammers or hackers, or, you know, someone that's going to try to trick them into departing from their money somehow, or into infecting them so that they can, encrypting their data so that they could then accept Bitcoin payment to unencrypt the data. So you've got to be cautious, even when it's an email that says it comes from someone. You know, it's okay to give them a call to see whether that's legitimate or not. We've talked about, the big companies, the big companies that have been hit, the pipeline, the meatpacking place that have been hit and shut down by these crypto locker. The city, I don't remember if it's the city of Stewart or if it was Martin County, but they were hit. The St. Lucie County Sheriff's Department. You've got to really, that just shows you that, these people that are operating this, they're not in this country. They're not going to face law enforcement. No one in their right mind would go after a law enforcement agency in the United States, but they did because they're not operating in this country. And, they actually took, St. Lucie County Sheriff's Department had a crypto locker infection. The way those things happens sometimes is what happens is an email address is infiltrated so that they're hacked. And then let's say that this is the secretary of the organization, and she sends out minutes or she sends out an agenda. Well, they can send out an email that says it came out from the secretary. It may even have come from her address, because they have access to her address, or his address. Could be a guy. Well, they send out an attachment that looks like it's the agenda. Maybe it has the same name format that the agenda would have, just changing the date and the time to the upcoming event. Well, I'm sending it out at the same time people would be expecting to receive the agenda or the minutes. Well, what happens is someone that gets that is going to, they're going to be expecting to receive that. They're going to open the attachment and boom, their data is going to be encrypted if they have a mapped network drive. Now, let me explain that. What is a mapped network drive? Well, when you have a network, if you're in a business, if you're in a organization, you're going to have files that are on your computer, and you're also going to have files that are on the server. You can access those files through a network path, or to make it easier to get to, you can map that path to a drive. That's called a mapped drive. So just like you would go to your C drive to access files on your local computer, you could actually go to, let's say, an F drive or an L drive or an X drive or a Z drive, and you can access files on the server. Well, if your computer is hit with a crypto locker infection, it will encrypt data on your computer and any mapped drive you have. So if you have a mapped link over to the server, watch out, because that data is going to be encrypted also. And you want to make sure that you have a good backup of that data so that you're not tempted to do like the pipeline did and pay big dollars. Now, of course, if you're just an individual, you're not going to have to pay millions of dollars like the pipeline did. But you might have to pay $300 or $400. And I know a lot of our listeners and a lot of our customers are seniors that are on fixed income, and you're not going to receive an extra $300 or $400. It's not like you can go out. Some of our people are just totally retired. They don't go out and work. So, they're not going to go out and earn an extra $300 or $400. They just have lost that, and they're never going to get that money back. If you actually do pay the other alternative is you just lose your data. Well, the better option is to actually back up your data, to make sure that you have a good backup, that you're protecting yourself with a good backup, and that you have a backup, you have more than one copy of the backup. And we've gone over how in some of the past shows how to make a backup and different ways to make a backup. There's cloud backup that you can use. There's also, you can also use, in addition to cloud backup, You can back up to external hard drives, external to thumb drives. Have more than your data in more than one location, though. You want to not just have your data, all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. You want to be able to, you know, if you have your computer and your backup in the same location, what happens if you have fire? We've had customers that have had their computer and their backup destroyed by fire. What happens if someone breaks in and steals? Well, you could actually have, and we've had customers that have had their computer and their backup stolen because they were both together. What happens if someone gets mad at you, and maybe an employee, maybe someone that's in your house gets mad at you and actually purposely damages files on your computer and on your backup because they're together? You want to have some separation. You know, have a copy that's offsite, even if it's in the trunk of your car and the computer's inside your house. Have some separation. And, you know, really the trunk of your car is probably not always, you know, you probably would want to also have one inside your house so that if you're traveling with your computer, you know, maybe it's a laptop, you're traveling with it, you wouldn't want, and it's possible that the laptop and the backup could be destroyed or damaged. So, you know, you want to have multiple copies if you're making the backup yourself. If you are using cloud storage, just know that, you know, you're going to have it. Make sure that the cloud storage does provide you redundant copies of your files, because by the time you know that your data is encrypted, by the time you know that, what's going to happen is your data has been encrypted and you're for at least a week, and your backup is going to be encrypted as well. So this is something that you want to protect against. You want to have a good plan, a good strategy, and also avoid opening those attachments that can lead to this. You know, again, we get emails all the time. Every week we get emails that could encrypt our data, and we don't open them because we know better. And hopefully by listening to this show, you can learn so that you can know better as well.
Are a little different. We're open today until 2, closed Monday for Labor Day, and open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Criminal Justice Reform That Restores Victims and Teaches Responsibility, Part 5. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority over us. In America, we also have the right and responsibility to vote for those in elected office. September 21st, the city of Port St. Lucie is holding a special election for mayor and city council, District 3. FloridaVotesValues.com has produced a voter guide for this special election. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to find out where the candidates stand on issues that matter to you. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com.